She wants to feed people governmentally. She wants to go into a communist party type system. When you look at the things that she proposes, they're so far off. She has no clue.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, October 7th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1357. The Supreme Court refused to require doctors in Texas to perform certain emergency abortions, rejecting a Biden administration appeal that federal law requires access to emergency abortion care, even in states that restrict the procedure. The court's decision leaves in place a lower court's ruling that hospitals cannot be required to perform emergency abortions in violation of the state abortion ban. Texas Senate Bill 8, which was passed in September 2021, effectively banned abortions after just 6 weeks of pregnancy, with very few exceptions. The strict abortion law has led to nearly 10,000 more births than expected over a nine-month period and a 13% increase in infant deaths in the state. Meanwhile, the Georgia Supreme Court reinstated the state's six-week abortion ban. The ruling came a week after a judge found that Georgia unconstitutionally prohibits abortions beyond 6 weeks of pregnancy, before many women realize they're pregnant, because, quote, liberty in Georgia includes, in its bundle of rights, the power of a woman to control her own body, to decide what happens to it and in it, and to reject state interference with her healthcare choices, end quote. The state Supreme Court, however, left in place the lower court's ruling, which blocked a separate provision of the law which allowed state prosecutors to obtain the medical records of women who have had the procedure. Moving on, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis refused to take calls from Biden or Harris as Hurricane Milton explosively intensified into a Category 5 storm headed straight for the Tampa Bay region. Despite evacuation orders and warning residents to brace for a ferocious storm, DeSantis said a call from Harris seemed political, so we didn't answer. And after Hurricane Helene made landfall on Florida's Big Bend region on September 22nd, DeSantis told the federal government, "We have it handled," when referring to the storm cleanup. The White House press secretary said it's up to him if he wants to respond to us or not, noting that Biden and Harris were reaching out to offer up assistance provided to your constituents, the people who live in your state, to make sure that we are doing everything that we need to do from a federal response, and we're reaching out, offering our support. That's for the governor. And finally, Donald Trump accused undocumented immigrants of having bad genes, suggesting that immigrants are predisposed to murder.
She wants to go into government housing. She wants to go into government feeding. She wants to feed people. She wants to feed people governmentally. She wants to go into a communist party type system. When you look at the things that she proposes, they're so far off, she has no clue. How about allowing people to come through an open border, 13,000 of which were murderers, many of them murdered far more than one person. And they're now happily living in the United States. You know, now a murderer, I believe this, it's in their genes. And we got a lot of bad genes in our country right now.
The White House condemned Trump's statement for echoing the grotesque rhetoric of fascists and violent white supremacists. Last year, Trump repeatedly used language once used by Adolf Hitler to baselessly claim that immigrants entering the U.S. illegally are poisoning the blood of our country. Meanwhile, the number of migrants crossing into the U.S. illegally across the southern border fell 75% in September from a year ago, reaching the lowest point during Biden's administration. U.S. Border Patrol agents recorded nearly 54,000 apprehensions of migrants who crossed into the country between legal points of entry along the border with Mexico in September, the lowest level since fiscal year 2020 during the coronavirus pandemic and the COVID travel restrictions that led to a sharp decrease in migration across the southern border. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.